The Book of Leviticus, Chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "This will be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He will be brought to the priest, and the priest will go forth out of the camp, and the priest will look, and see if the plague of leprosy has healed in the leper. Then will the priest command to take for him who is to be cleansed two living clean birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest will command to kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over living water. As for the living bird, he will take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and will dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he will sprinkle on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and will pronounce him clean, and will let the living bird go into the open field. And he who is to be cleansed will wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and bathe himself in water, and he will be clean. And after that he will come into the camp, but will dwell outside his tent 7 days. And it will be on the seventh day that he will shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all his hair he will shave off. And he will wash his clothes, and he will bathe his flesh in water, and he will be clean. And on the eighth day he will take two male lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb a year old without blemish, and 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest who cleanses him will set the man who is to be cleansed, and those things before Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting. And the priest will take one of the he lambs and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And he will kill the he lamb in the place where the sin offering is killed and the burnt offering, in the place of the sanctuary. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest will take of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest will put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the great toe of his right foot. And the priest will take of the log of oil, and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest will dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and will sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand will the priest put on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the great toe of his right foot, on the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he will put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, and the priest will make atonement for him before Yahweh. And the priest will offer the sin offering and make atonement for him who is to be cleansed because of his uncleanness. And afterward he will kill the burnt offering. And the priest will offer the burnt offering and the meal offering on the altar, and the priest will make atonement for him, and he will be clean. And if he is poor and can't get so much, then he will take one he lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make atonement for him, and 1/10 part of an ephah of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering, and a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get, and the one will be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. And on the eighth day he will bring them for his cleansing to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting before Yahweh. And the priest will take the lamb of the trespass offering, and the log of oil, and the priest will wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And he will kill the lamb of the trespass offering. And the priest will take of the blood of the trespass offering, and put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the great toe of his right foot. And the priest will pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest will sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before Yahweh. And the priest will put of the oil that is in his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the great toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he will put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, to make atonement for him before Yahweh. And he will offer one of the turtle doves, or of the young pigeons, such as he is able to get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, with the meal offering. And the priest will make atonement for him who is to be cleansed before Yahweh. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, who is not able to get that which pertains to his cleansing. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When you come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, then he who owns the house will come and tell the priest, saying, There seems to me to be as it were a plague in the house. And the priest will command that they empty the house, before the priest goes in to see the plague, that all that is in the house is not made unclean. And afterward the priest will go in to see the house, and he will look at the plague, and see if the plague is in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, and its appearance is lower than the wall. Then the priest will go out of the house to the door of the house, and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest will come again the seventh day, and will look, and see if the plague has spread in the walls of the house. Then the priest will command that they take out the stones in which the plague is, and cast them into an unclean place outside the city. And he will cause the house to be scraped inside round about, and they will pour out the mortar, that they scrape off, outside the city into an unclean place. And they will take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he will take other mortar and will plaster the house. And if the plague comes again and breaks out in the house, after that he has taken out the stones and after he has scraped the house and after it is plastered, then the priest will come in and look, and see if the plague has spread in the house. It is a fretting leprosy in the house. It is unclean. And he will break down the house, the stones of it, and its timber, and all the mortar of the house. And he will carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he who goes into the house all the while that it is shut up will be unclean until the evening. And he who lies in the house will wash his clothes, and he who eats in the house will wash his clothes. And if the priest will come in and look, and see that the plague has not spread in the house, after the house was plastered, then the priest will pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he will take to cleanse the house 2 birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he will kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over living water. And he will take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house 7 times. And he will cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he will let go the living bird out of the city into the open field. So he will make atonement for the house, and it will be clean. This is the law for every manner of plague of leprosy, and for a lesion, and for the leprosy of a garment, and for a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy.